So I was trying to choose hymns that would work with Danny Veenstra's sermon earlier this summer, and the man in the waiting room at Cadillac Tire advised, "Make it easy, the old rugged cross." I got his point. There's comfort and something more to be found in beloved hymns. Whether we're 22 or 92, if we've always sung them, they almost seem to come from within us. Our own stories sing through the familiar songs, opening our minds and engaging our breath, our heartbeats. But unfamiliar music, too, can bring us to that sudden break in our reserve, a release from our distractions. I love the story about asking a dog what time it is. You know that one? The dog says, answers, "Now! It's now! It's now!" A song can take us to that now, even when we can't do it for ourselves. I think of it as kind of an exchange of energy between a musician and the listener. And if there are many listeners, that energy moves through the space. Think of times here in this room when Jan Yangel or Jack Perkis or Frank Youngman or David Dowd or Rudy Myers or Rachel Whiteman or Rachel Davis and her family or Steve Jackson, or Dorothy Kunkel, or Ginny Donnelly, or Karen Anderson, held us in the moment, body and soul. We're musically rich here at 200 East Harris Street. At times, we alone are moved by a song that tags a memory. Muzak, or whatever it is now, I don't think it's Muzak anymore, in the grocery store can suddenly remind you of dancing with someone special long ago. Or those tears that you couldn't cry at your mother's funeral are now pouring down your cheeks by the frozen peas. Our stories are songs. Incidentally, this is a little advertisement. Becca Myers and her brother Rudy will be singing here on October 26th. That's a Saturday. Becca is a graduate student in opera, and she'll present some opera, but a varied program. And Rachel Potter, a wonderful accompanist, is going to be here, going to accompany her. Since Becca and Rudy have been singing together since they were little, it's only natural that they'll sing together. And you have heard them, actually. They sang Christmas Eve. And over the years, each of them has sung here now and then. Both are graduates of Cadillac High School and are two of the most talented and two of the most delightful human beings you'll ever know. We don't need scientists to explain those physical and emotional responses to music that we have. We know, and we know we know. 16th century singers declared, "Musica et Dei Donum Domine," music is the greatest gift from God. I'm tempted to go off on tangents, such as the mathematical value of notes that can play with our emotions and expectations? Or why does some music not inspire us or move us? Lots of reasons. Sometimes the music just isn't worthy. I heard an orchestra conductor say, "If I don't see their eyes shining, I'm wondering, who am I being today that their eyes aren't shining?" So there is that kind of letting go on both sides, that kind of giving to one another. When I became choir director 41 years ago, we kind of filled the choir loft. We sang in four parts and were accompanied by my forever mentor, Henry Colby, who is memorialized on the door. on the organ, never on the piano. Over the years, many people have been in the choir, and we've had 9 wonderful organists and pianists. I cannot tell you how fondly I recall each of them, with the unique stories and gifts each of them brought. Also, a lot of lessons for this untrained choir director. And the changes in music. Changes came in our God words, instead of Lord or He. Men, as in fishers of men, became people, men, women, they. Hath, saith, and doth became has, says, and does. Ornate and decorative accompaniments went kind of out of style. But to me, the most significant changes had to do with inclusion of all people, caring for our planet, and lifting up peace and justice issues. Choral music catalogs reflect these changes. We have a lot of older music gathering dust in our music library. Maybe someday it will become relevant once more. Pastor Bill Hirschfeld painted the music room with the intention of papering the walls with some of that music, and I think that would be very nice. And still, we sing. Music is a common denominator in our world throughout recorded time. We listen to persuasive arguments for or against universal health care, but we already have universal soul care through music. It will never have a price, and it will never be silenced. My instincts tell me to listen to my heart when it comes to music. I urge you to do the same. Each of us has a different music history, whether in church or in our secular lives. The music we love informs us about our faith, our fears, our hopes and joys, our sadness. It makes it possible to face our commitments, our failings, and our newer commitments. Treasure the music you love. It's the song of your soul.